All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Like, I've fucking ripped through an hour of brutalizing these dumb motherfuckers on this show, and I am grateful for it. Paul says, just joined. Sounds like I low-key have some catching up to do. On Patreon, that's when we will be doing the Big Fraud Thursday show. We'll start it off with Who Are These Freebeers? Tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, and follow it up by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. You can sign up for 7 days free on Patreon. No strings attached. You simply sign up. If you don't want it, you cancel before the 7 days is done. If you don't, I'll charge you $5 a month for all the audio or $10 a month for audio, video, live streams, first crack at brand new material. You can join us on the show Zoom and the Eric Zane Show podcast Patreon book club. I've got a list of audience members that are going to join book club. There's no cost to join book club. You're just in the club. You just say, I want in the club, and then you're in the club. The first book we're going to read, I am not picking. One of the book club members is picking. I will draw a name out of book club members, and then that person will give us the book. We get the book. We read one quarter of the book. And then we discuss one quarter of the book. And then the next week, we discuss the next quarter of the book. 4 book clubs a week, book club meetings a week. And then we discuss the fucking book. In only the way we can. That's it. Nick says he wants in on book club. Goddamn right. Great question. Stevie says, when does book club start? Very soon. I'll be done with the one I'm reading right now. Cabin at the End of the World. I'm wrapping it up. And then I'll be ready to devote my time to book club book. Becca Shea says it should be called The Fucking Book Club. I'm good with that. FBC with AZ. Fucking Book Club with Eric Zane. Branding. So great. I have Stevie in Book Club. Twat. Becca Shea, Chris K, I can't read my goddamn writing. Oh, Megan, Maureen, Amy, Mike Q. I just added Nick and GR. Let's see. What if I choose 1,200 pages of Moby Dick? I don't know, man. It's fucking book club, man. Maybe we'll make a... I mean, this is important shit here. If you want in on book club, let that be known. Like Linda, she says she's not in on book club. Joe Martinez says, no, I don't... He says reading is for idiots. That's what his words are. Tophus says he wants in on book club. Now, if I don't see it, or you think that I haven't included you in book club, again, you can let it be known in the chat. I'll write it down. Or if you think I missed it, which I might have, email me. Amy writes that she laughed out loud and almost spit when EZ reduced your nickname to Twat. Yeah, it's true. Because there's two Rebeccas. There's Becca Shea, who that's what she's known as. And then there's Rebecca, who's known as Twat or Miss Twat a lot. So we're just going to call her Twat or the Twat. That's a great word, by the way. Twat. I mean, that's really something. If you refer to somebody, yeah, you stupid twat. Not everybody uses twat. Twat is, I think, as effective as see you next Tuesday. Except it's more hilarious because of the TW sound and the hard T at the end. Yeah, you're a twat. Chris says to Megan and the twat, have either of you visited the new bookstore on Alpine? Yeah, that's isn't it like a sensual bookstore? It's like it's called like Getting Wet Books or something like that. It's all like sex books. All right. Let me kick the audience out of the Facebook audience out. And the X group. Thank you for being here on this emergency edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. They are currently in my orbit as they have Madison's car. They're going over it with a fine-tooth comb to tell us what is the matter with the vehicle. You can reach out to them at ervines.com for expert car care. Could be a regular combustion gas car, could be a hybrid, could be an EV. Not every shop has the ability to work on those things. You know, you see some of them and it's like, you know, Johnny's Auto Shop. And you got a couple of grease monkeys working there. And probably the only thing they could do is rebuild a carburetor. The continued education of the techs at Irvine's makes them second to none. They're so good at what they do that when the dealerships are like, this is out of our league, they call upon Irvine's. Happens all the time. 616-532-6600. Go there and experience the difference of Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. They make it so simple, too, because you drop off your car, you jump in your loaner car, it's free, you take off, you're loving life. Thank you, Irvine's. Join me at the races Saturday at Berlin. I hope to God I don't see Ben Crombie there. Fuck. BerlinRaceway.com is their website. Get your tickets up till 11:59 Friday. They're just $15. After that, they go up to 20. Get them online at BerlinRaceway.com. I don't think the limited late models are running because Adam Kasari's 9K car, limited late model hot rod, runs in the limited late models, and I'm pretty sure that they are not running. Maybe they are. I'm an idiot. The super modifieds are there, though. That's like a 50 million horsepower vehicle that weighs like 90 pounds. And they go so fast, they need that big wing on top to keep them on the track. Incredible speed. Fastest night of the summer is July 12th at Berlin, BerlinRaceway.com. I get my hair cut at King's Room Barbershop, and boy, am I due. KingsRoom.net is where you go. They have three locations. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. Great place to get your hair cut. It's going to set you back $21. And if you go to the website, you get exact locations, hours of operation, schedules. But go to King's Room Barbershop. That's where I go, and you should too. Please mention my name. We talked about realtors on this show. We had that douche earlier who was white knighting free beer. Adam Kasari is the only realtor that you want to deal with. 616-914-4061. Kuipers, have you reached out to him yet? Are you? I know you're ready to go. You see his logo right above us here. Adam Kasari, 616-914-4061. Reach out to Adam. when you want to buy a home or if you're looking to sell yours. 616-914-4061. 616-914-4061. Stevie says, I hung out in the lobby of Irvine's while getting my oil changed last week and got to play whatever I wanted on YouTube. 10 out of 10. Becca Shea says, I will be in touch. She wrote, look, first of all, Amy wrote to Megan, Have I told you, Easy, your car is fucked? Then Megan says, I think it was Diana. Megan says, yeah, Brian thought that was funny to hear you say. Becca Shea says, do they fix air conditioners? Megan says, if it's in a car, yes. Becca Shea says, I will be in touch. Tyler is here. He says, take us to the races so I can drop some F-bombs in the family section, you fucker. What a story. Great time to for a callback. Tyler, he might have it down by now, but Tyler struggled with time and place. I bring Tyler to the races. Him and his lovely better half. And we're in the family section for some reason. I don't know why. It doesn't matter what section we're in. People don't talk like this in mixed company because you never know who you're fucking with. Like Maureen says, Kyler, not Tyler. My bad. Kyler with a K. I don't know how I managed to do that. That's embarrassing. They were sitting there, and he's motherfucking everything. If you see this face on me, this is my cringe face. I'm making that face. I'm like, dude, hey, yeah, easy. Because every F-bomb, you see these 6'8" old Dutch people turn around looking at him. And he looks suspect because he looks like he's avoiding ICE raids because he's a native fucking Guatemalan. You know, he's like 5'2", 400 pounds. Fuck this, fuck that, fuck this, fuck you, suck my cock, fucking shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? You're killing me. I had to, and then I feel bad because I'm like, Kyler, what the fuck, man? You got to cool that shit out. You got to quit saying that shit. Talk like a normal human being when you're in mixed company. Oh, fuck that, fuck that, fuck shit. Like, no. Dude, you moron. The way I talk here, I would never dream of talking like that on the street or with people I don't know ever, ever. You might have one slip past the goalie here and there in an attempt to be funny, but I'm not going to say anything like that, you idiot. Jesus, fuck. Bob says, I almost got in trouble when you told the potty mouth Kyler, at the great food giveaway story. My manager overheard it. Yeah, I don't even remember the incident. He was at the great food giveaway? Kyler was? You see, there's so many bad incidents with Kyler and his goddamn mouth that I have to banish it from my brain. It's ugly shit, man. Dumb motherfucker. Zane on the streams. Zaitunian on the streets. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Tyler. That's Tyler, not Kyler. Megan writes, EZ, are you going to go to Hudsonville Pride this weekend? Well, if I'm free, I didn't realize it was this weekend. That's the first one, isn't it? Let's see. Today is the 9th. Oh, got a big day today. Holy shit. And it's no doubt Saturday. I'm guessing it would be Saturday. I don't see why not. That's a busy day for your old pal EZ. Because I'd be at Pride. And then I'll head over to the races. I hope you get the moment like they had at Grand Rapids Pride this year, where you get the crazy zealots who have a megaphone and they're reading Bible verses and they're in front of a sign that says, "Repent, homosexuals, sodomites, foul language folk." I mean, they're so hardcore. They're like, if you say fuck, you're going to hell. That's how they feel. And then all sorts of lesbians are right in front of the guy. And you know how like you take one leg, let's say you're a chick, and you straddle another leg. And if you kind of, so you're like going like this. You can actually stimulate your vagina. And so they're dry humping right in front of the dude. And I think they might have had a special moment. There might have been some orgasms. Now, I got to get footage of it because I started to record after this chick jizzed. So you see some crazy ass shit, and maybe Bender Bones will be there from the Satanic Temple of West Michigan. Good folks over there. They are very, very good. I got to shake hands with that chick who had no top or bra on, and she had electrical tape over her nips. Hello, nice to meet you. True story. Becca Shea says you should have a sign that says something about 1946. Yeah, that was the deal where in 1946 they like changed the Bible and replaced the word pedophile with homosexual. David says, where is David in Hudsonville? Hudsonville says, where is the Hudsonville Pride event? You know, I don't know. I'm going to look it up, but I'm guessing somewhere in the maybe that fake downtown area. Where they're hot lesbians or the basic ugly fatties. It was all types. Pride is all types. And it is wonderful. The two chicks who look like Lizzo before she lost the weight were walking down the street. And the one chick had a shirt. It said, "Who ate all the pussy?" And the other chick, her shirt said, "I did." So you get the joke when they're walking together. And I said, those two are awesome. They need to be on a couple of mini bikes, like those two guys in the Guinness Book of World Records back in the day. Josh in Borculo says Bosco's will be packed. Yeah, I don't know if you know this or not, but on June 15th, Bosco's suspended operations. As we say hello to Sasha Vodka. Hello to you. You look new. Welcome to you. I never know what to think with the new people who are just getting here for the first time. It's either someone new or someone who's old under a different name. Trying to fool people, which is annoying as fuck. But anyway, Bosco's is in the process of securing their new location. And when I find that out, I will tell you. And then it's going to be bigger and it's going to be better. David says, what happened with Bosco's? Well, this is all I know. So they were renting out the space through that building where it was. And the building was owned by the Hudsonville community. And then, you know, you renew your lease. Well, you know, sometimes you hear about a landlord saying, hey, I'm not renewing the lease. That happened. No reason given. So then that's a real pain in the ass because you've got the process of getting all your equipment out of there. Fryers, grills, fans, dishwashers, all the other gear, freezers, the walk-in, the fridge. Oh, my God. And you got to get that then moved. The bar, tables. David says, I know what happened. The city wants that space as part of the city 2030 plan. Okay. I don't know what that is. If you go to HudsonvillePride.com, you can check out what's there. I like how Megan is able to skirt the, I don't know why, but I don't know. I have it set up where Twitch doesn't allow links. I think I can change that, but it requires me to actually do it. But if you go Hudsonville space, Hudsonville Pride space, I guess it's Hudsonville Area Pride space.com. You can avoid that and be able to get that thing posted. So thank you. Okay. It is break time here on this America's Favorite Couple edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you for being here for it. Stand by and I will return with more fun, I hope. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in the presence of a young man who ran his little run that he's been doing. I've been telling you about, hey, I ran for a minute and then I walked for a minute yesterday. I didn't walk once. Did the whole fucking thing. This is why I did. It's called a fartlek. I know, it's a funny name. But that's what a fartlek workout is. It's not nearly as... I probably did it at the intensity that was only good for me, which is still slow. But I'm jogging for a minute. Not walking. No. Not walking. And then running. And I run. I mean, it's fast enough for me. I would say it's faster than my 5K pace. My 1 minute running effort, I cannot maintain for the entire distance. So I run for 1 minute at a higher intensity than I can afford. And then I back off and jog for a minute. This time around, up to 2.2 miles. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here to report that I am experiencing no discomfort whatsoever. None. I think that man bun Chris is onto something with his slogan of motion is the lotion. Now, make no mistake, if I overdo it, there's a fairly good chance I will suffer some type of sidelining inflammation that makes me feel quite terrible. So today, no running. But I'll be back at it tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. There might be a little bit of life left in these legs. A little bit of fuel left in the tank, if you will. That makes me happy. Thank you. I just wanted to share that. Chris K is talking about, because I guess the discussion in about my beautiful community of Hudsonville is that they're looking to develop something in that area where Bosco's is. And that may have been the reason for the cancellation of the lease. Chris, with the great joke of, probably the future site of the Hudsonville Reeducation and Indoctrination Camp. Oh, I mean school. Oh, you're not kidding. Busy day today, so we get done with this show. Back at it for a 2 p.m. start with Christian Blatt. We did it yesterday. It was a complete catastrophe, and it was all Christian's fault. We're doing it again today because Ding Dong cannot be there next week. So we're recording in advance. It will appear live on the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel if you want to watch it live. 2 days in a row. We did it yesterday on our normal time. We're doing it again today. After that, Patreon time. After that, my son Jim wants me to help him. Dad, I got a washer and dryer. I need your truck and your muscles. Absolutely. I don't know if he's getting, if he's doing the old Facebook Marketplace deal, which is like outstanding. You know, I mean, there's good and bad. Pooh Bear used to be very, very bad at Facebook Marketplace. It was pretty much guaranteed that if there was anything that was shit on Facebook Marketplace, it was going to wind up in my house. And then eventually wind up in a dumpster. But she's had some good stellar moves lately. We got the downstairs couch on Facebook Marketplace. And she says to me, she goes, we need furniture downstairs. I go, absolutely. She goes, okay, let's start over. And she's looking at stores. I go, I won't buy anything new. Furniture is one thing I will not buy new. First of all furniture when you buy it is shit. Go to the store, and whatever store you're in, it's shit. I don't give a shit what store it is. So I'm not going to buy it at a store. And if I did buy it at a store, it'd be ridiculous to bring it into this house.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. We've got a zoo here, and your brother. All right? So you can get anything on Facebook Marketplace. Chris says you got that great mattress for Fear Bunker North on Facebook Marketplace. It's absolutely right. That is the murder mattress. I drove kind of far away for the mattress. All I needed was a twin mattress. I got the bed spring. I got the box spring, I got the frame, and I got the mattress. And it looked like if someone got shot in the head and then actual brain came out and that's what it looked like. And it was deep, sludgy type of dark crimson death blood black. And I go, I didn't see this on the, he goes, yeah, well, somebody spilled juice. That was what he said. Now, I know everybody said, you cannot buy that mat, or you cannot allow, because I brought it home. And then Pooh Bear said, you're not putting that in the house. You're not putting that in the trailer. You're putting that in the trash. And everybody got pissed off at me. And I don't think the guy was lying when he said, yeah, somebody spilled some juice. Because I think that what he meant was some guy's brain juice flew out of that thing. So I said, all right, I'm throwing it out. And then I took it up north. Because... flip the fucking thing over. Who gives a shit, you know? And then I made my dad sleep on it, and everybody got pissed off. But I slept on it this past week, and I'm going to sleep on it again this coming week because we only have a full bed in the back, and there's not enough room for two adults and three dogs. Because if I go in the bed, O'Neill has to go in the bed, and that means there's three dogs. So it's impossible to sleep. So I sleep in the murder mattress. Pooh Bear sleeps in the back. You know, when you get old, you sometimes don't sleep together. And when we're up north, until we get a bigger bed, that's the way it's got to be. We don't give a fuck. We don't care. Let's see. Nick says best furniture is at stores like the Salvation Army store, without a doubt. So how many people have plowed on your furniture before you even owned it? I don't know. I don't care. I'm just not putting the money forth to brand new shit furniture that my dogs are going to ruin anyway. I won't do it. So I said, get it on Marketplace. I don't care what it is. I don't care what you get. Get it on Marketplace. So she's getting better at it. And Jim just got the washer dryer set. So that means we're in good space. I got to help him out. I don't know if you saw it a little while ago, but show retard Joe Martinez showed up in the chat just to, out of the blue, announce that like books are stupid or some shit. What a fucking moron that guy is. Holy shit. The Loser Book Club, he says. He says, if you read, his point is, if you read, you're stupid. He actually, that's what he's saying. I don't think I've ever heard such an ignorant statement. Twat says, I love refinishing old furniture. It brings me joy to restore old pieces. You know, I can see that, and I'm with you on that. I've got a piece of furniture. It's an outdoor swing that I want to bring back. And it's a lot of screws. To me, it and wood. So screws, take the metal part, that's the frame, and then the slats are wood, and the paint's pretty much off it. So it's going to be just a mild amount of scraping and sanding. And then the metal, I got to get the paint off it. So I was watching on one of my Facebook spots of people who restore shit. You take like that paint remover, it's like almost like jelly, and you put it on the metal, and then you get the paint off, and then if you have a sandblaster, a little sandy or scrapey, or sanded with sandpaper, paint the metal parts, paint the wood parts, or stain, whatever you want, put it back together, you got a brand new fucking swing. Yeah, refinishing old furniture sounds fun, especially when you have the right tools. You know, like one of those vibrating sanders, which those things, those vibrating sanders, if you know how you hang onto it with your hand, almost like your palm? If no one's around, you can turn that part where your hand touches and put it right on your genitals. And you're talking about a 30-second orgasm. Right to the moon. I was doing that with my chainsaw this past weekend, because this is before I cut my leg. I started it up, and I was like, boy, this thing it vibrates like crazy. And so I had the chaps on, and I put it right on my crotch. And I was like, oh, yeah. So, but I backed off. I didn't like, I didn't go the full distance on the deal. I just was like, wow, that's pretty cool. You can really, there are some great unorthodox ways to stimulate yourself if that's your thing. So just wanted to throw that out there. The twat says power tools are not sex toys. Correct, but they will work in a pinch is what I'm telling you. And Jeremy says, yeah, not with that attitude. And those two are a couple. I'm reasonably sure that Jeremy and Rebecca, who maybe next year they can be America's favorite couple, that they might have had sex. I don't know this for sure, but I think that may have taken place. Nick is here. He says Xbox controllers are great on top. The surprise vibration will get you. Chris says, they are the real America's favorite couple. You bite your tongue. America's favorite couple are the Neuenfelds. Greg and Kayla. In Michigan, this dude killed some guy 25 years ago. Supreme Court says new sentencing laws. He cannot get a life sentence. He must be resentenced. We've had countless stories like this talking about this exact thing. The dude in the bottom part of the webpage, his name is Willie Jones. He was killed by this fucker 25 years ago. And now this guy's got a shot at freedom for some reason. I've never understood why this is.
5 years after a man was kidnapped outside of a Grand Rapids bowling alley and beaten to death, one of his killers was back in court today. But this time, there was nobody there to speak for the victim. Target 8 investigator Ken Kolker was in court and has more on the story. Ken?
Wow.
Brian, 66-year-old Willie Jones was carjacked, kidnapped, robbed, stabbed with scissors, and... It happened at what was then the Michigan Lanes Bowling Alley in Grand Rapids, where Jones had bowled for years.
This crime was horrific. It's clear that Mr. Jones suffered a significant mental and physical...
I wonder if he bowled with, like, Amanda's dad or Kuiper's dad. I think that that's how those two got the bowling bug.
Trauma at the hands of the defendant and his co-defendants.
The killer stuffed Jones in the trunk of his own car and dumped his body to the north in Mecosta County. In the days after the murder of the former GM auto plant worker, friends spoke on Jones' behalf.
I didn't want to believe it. It just couldn't happen. Not to Willie.
We're going to miss him. Everybody that knew him loved him.
But today, there were no loved ones in court.
Are you aware of any victim rep statements at this time?
Not at this time,
Ron. Four men in their teens were convicted in Jones's death. Three of them got life without parole. A few years back, two of those three had their sentences reduced to at least 35 years in prison after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that life without parole for those 17 and under was cruel and unusual punishment. That was later extended to include 18-year-olds, which is why Mark Kopp was in court today.
Yeah, I'd like to apologize for my action I did 25 years ago. And I am taking responsibility of my actions, what I did to Mr. Jones.
He's 44 now, been in prison most of his adult life. His attorney asked the judge for less than the maximum of 40 to 60 years.
Although it is a tragedy, and all of these cases are tragedies.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you right there. It's a tragedy. A tragedy is, I think that the term tragedy needs to be used for things like... Well, the flooding in Texas that killed all those kids and all those people, that's a tragedy. This is not a tragedy. This is a murder. Okay? Fuck you, you fucking dork.
We can try to find a way to give Mr. Kopp a chance so that one person's tragic death doesn't lead to another wasted life.
Judge George.
Yeah, I'm sure these assholes are going to be all about making that happen.
Chris resentenced Kopp to 36 and a quarter years to 60 years, with credit for 25 years already served, which means he could be eligible for parole in about a decade.
We're grateful that our court system is giving him that opportunity.
So the judge basically, hands are tied. You know, outside of giving the maximum 40 to 60, that's the maximum. So if you went back in time, this guy would have had... This adds up to about the most that the kid, or the guy, then kid, could possibly get.
Kent County Prosecutor Chris Becker says Kopp was among eight 18-year-old killers whose sentences are up for reconsideration. He says his office will still seek life without parole for four of those. Also, the state Supreme Court earlier this year ruled that life without parole was unconstitutional for 19 and 20-year-olds in Kent County. That covers 27 convicted killers.
Why? Who gives a fuck? So the Supreme Court starts with 17-year-olds and then 18-year-olds. And then the state of Michigan says, no, wait a minute. Hold my beer. 19 and 20 if you murder somebody. You are not going to get life in prison. What the fuck are we doing here? Stevie asks, does that lawyer have a huge head or does the murderer have a tiny one? I can't tell. Jeremy says, a tragedy is my dad dying because of a weird flesh-eating bacteria mere months after beating cancer for the fourth time in his life. This is a murder. Absolutely ridiculous. I don't know why people didn't show up to speak like victim statements, you know, like on behalf of the victim. I wish that would have happened. Speaking of that, flood, which it was crazy. There was some video that was going around of what happened in the middle of Texas. When the flood waters rose quickly and you know, many, many people missing or deceased now after the flood waters just ravaged that community. It's really a horrible, horrible thing. Now, that is officially a tragedy. But this story kind of going with that, and they haven't even found her. There's like increasing numbers of people who are missing in that one. Holy shit. This story, though, Reverend boyfriend of ex-Houston mayoral appointee disavows her vile Camp Mystic tirade. So this woman was the Houston mayoral appointee. I guess, so does that mean mayor at one point of Houston, Texas? So here we have literally people floating away dead. They haven't even begun to clean up. This was a couple days ago. This is on the 8th of July that this all started to roll downhill. This lady goes on a rant about the camp. So everybody's dead. It's all dead kids everywhere. Massive damage. And she starts saying, well, that's a good thing because that camp only had white people in it. And now the boyfriend of this woman, who's a priest or a reverend, he's saying, yeah, she's fucking crazy. And the reverend is the white dude. The chick in the orange is the wife who made those comments. It's like, it's okay to say, hey, that's a racist camp. But I mean, this is like Kyler at the races. This is, time and place. I don't think when there's kids like getting washed away, that's your time to take a run at the camp. I mean, that's fucking poor decision-making on your part. And this is a person who was in a leadership role. Holy shit, let's get into this one. So the Reverend boyfriend is distancing himself from his girlfriend. Colin Boson, a senior minister at the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Houston. That sounds fishy. Apologized to his congregation for his girlfriend, Shardé Perkins. Her remarks, while acknowledging that he never endorsed them in the first place. My partner, Shardé Perkins, has made comments on social media regarding the horrific flooding that devastated Camp Mystic. I want to be clear that I disavow her comments. He made it abundantly clear that he was deeply regretful about the Payne Perkins' rant has caused. I apologize to my congregation. I will continue to work to repair the harm this incident has caused. Like, he needs to dump that bitch. And he needs to say that to the congregation. Fuck that bitch. Her comments have caused harm to many who are experiencing terrible loss and anxiety, he wrote. According to the Daily Mail, her comments were not in the spirit of the Unitarian Universalist values centered around love that my congregation and I share. She went off about the all-girls Christian camp just hours after the catastrophic flooding. Like, it's still flooding. And she said, I know I'm going to get canceled for this, but Camp Mystic is a white-only girls Christian camp. They don't even have a token Asian. They don't have a token black person. It's an all-white, white-only conservative Christian camp, Perkins said in a widely condemned video on her private TikTok account. If you ain't white, you ain't right. You ain't getting in, you ain't going, period, Perkins said. She insisted no one would care if the victims were minorities. If this were a group of Hispanic girls, I can't do the voice anymore, it's hurting my throat. This would not be getting this type of coverage that they're getting. Are we still doing that argument? Come on now. No one would give a fuck, she said. And all these white people, the parents, the little girls, would be saying things like they need to be deported. They shouldn't have been there in the first place. Well, they probably would have said that. And yada, yada, yada. The post went viral, drew massive criticism. Perkins, invigorated by the hate she was receiving, responded with another equally unhinged video. This is outstanding. I get that white people are not used to people telling them and calling them out on their racism and telling them about their double standards and how you wouldn't give a damn about other children. Well, I think you got to wait until there is, let's say there needs to be like another flood where it's a camp called Black Kids Only to be able to determine this. You can't just say that, you can't throw everybody under the bus for being concerned unless if there is like the perfect storm. Pardon the pun, would be if there was a flood in Texas killing white people and a flood in Harlem killing blacks, black people only. I don't want to say blacks because Becca gets mad at me about that. I don't want to say that. I want to say if there's only black people that are killed in Harlem and only white people killed in Texas, and then the only thing anybody cares about is the white people, then this rant is appropriate. But you can't throw everybody under the bus. However, if there was a flood killing only Mexican kids in America, then you're probably right. There would be racist posts saying that they didn't. So she's right on that one, because America is so, right now we hate our Mexican brothers and sisters, and I don't know why you do that, but that's a horrible way to live. I get that white people are not used to people telling them and calling them out on their racism and telling them about their double standards and how you wouldn't give a damn about other children and how there's children in ICE detention right now who y'all don't give two fucks about, she ranted. All right, she is right about that. That's true. Most MAGA people, hopefully none in this audience, think like that. They actually would agree with that. There's no prayers going up for them, but we're supposed to stop the world and stop everything we're going doing to go and hunt for these little missing white girls. So they are trying to distance this crazy bitch from her comments. Let's see. There's more distancing. They're trying to save face. I also wonder if this dude, her boyfriend, Reverend Dr. Colin Boson, would have said anything had this not gone viral. Probably not. Come on. There's no way, right? Chris says, easy, there's hundreds dead and missing in Texas. It is Texas. I guarantee many of those people are Hispanic. That's a great point. Becca Shea says, good job correcting yourself, EZ. No, I remember that because I used to talk about black people. I used to say the blacks. And Becca Shea, she's like, I don't know. I wouldn't say that. You sound like a racist. So I was kind of, But now she's right. I can't do that. Chris says, universalist Unitarian churches accept absolutely everyone. And this dummy says this. Megan says her name starts with Shart. Sharday. Now, she spells it S-A-D-E with that thing above, like, the letter. I don't know what letter it's above. And I know that the singer is known, spells it that way, and she's known as Sharday. Becca Shea writes, dead kids, good. Well, anyway, she's in deep shit. I think that the husband should leave, or the boyfriend should leave her. Fuck you. You know who's always sensitive to things going on in the world? That is the ever positive Rick from TC Paintball. Join TC Paintball to play paintball, and every half percent of a penny goes to the local animal shelter. TCPaintballGR.com. If you want to book an event today, we got to do another paintball event. I'm waiting patiently for Rick. I told him, I go, hey, August is looking good, big fella. What do you think? TCPaintballGR.com when you want to book a fun paintball event. One fee gets you everything you need: mask, gun, paint. And you can get more paint if you want. You can play in protective gear that you can rent. You can buy a gun right there. Oh, my God. Don't go ahead and, like, buy something online. Buy it. Use it. And then buy it at TC Paintball. Frank Fuss helps people get their Obamacare secured. Go to buyinsurancehere.com if you want to get started. That's buyinsurancehere.com to get started today. He'll help you every step of the way. He's done this for many of the audience members here on the show from anywhere in the U.S., and you get this service with no fee attached, ever, 100% free. Frank will help you get started with your Obamacare. Start out by going to buyinsurancehere.com. Finally today, Kuiper Tree Care. If you have a tree down in your yard, storm cleanup, they'll take care of that. Maybe you've got a tree that's unwanted. It's way past its prime. You want to get rid of it. Get rid of it with Kuiper Tree Care. They'll grind the stump for you. Excuse me. Need any tree pruning done? They'll help you with that. Reach out to them for an estimate. Call or text 616-828-8225. That's Kuiper Tree Care. K-U-I-P-E-R. TreeCare.com. Your asshole of the day today. No, it is not going to be the United States, the world's newest favorite couple. It is, however, going to be that Sharday bitch who is somehow making race an issue into the scenario where hundreds, if not thousands, of people have lost their lives in Texas due to the flooding. What an asshole. Thank you, folks. You have done an amazing job being an outstanding audience, as usual. I appreciate you. And I will see you a little later on the Patreon. Go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you want to sign up for 7 days free, I appreciate those who have. Do it, and we'll talk to you then. Have a good one, folks. Thank you, and bye-bye.